All right, guys, here we are once again in Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee. Son of Maddie, Geeks of the Square Table. We were out last week because I was ill.
I don't think we should talk about that, man.
We should talk about it.
I'm just going to address the fact that we didn't do last week because I was ill, okay? I'm not going to say with what.
I think we could leave it with just being ill.
We could just leave it with just I was ill-leaved.
And he wouldn't let us do it without him. He could have brought the equipment and said, hey, y'all do this. He's like, no. Give me the gun.
And just so you guys know, by ill, he means playing FIFA. That's what was
happening. Yeah, I did play FIFA while I was sick. I am Hispanic. I love soccer. There's nothing
Hispanic?
I could do. Yeah, I'm Cuban.
Oh.
I'm Cuban from Miami, like most Cubans.
Like most Cubans.
We are all from Miami. Whether we were born there or not, we just tell people we're from Miami.
The American healthcare is finally catching up with humans.
Yeah. We still got the best doctors in the world. Yep. Best doctors in the world. We trade doctors for commodities because we got nothing else going on in that country.
But
right
I've never
now.
Seen
so
a country.
So how's that anti-communism embargo working out there since, 1950?
That's going silly. Great because we trade with everybody else but the U.S.
Yeah.
You want to keep it
secure? They're the ones that make all the good shit nowadays.
Yeah. All you gotta do is just go to Canada and you can get a Cuban cigar, a Cuban doctor. Life's pretty good right about now if you head to Canada.
I love Cubans, man. 50-year-old Chrysler still driving like the day they ran off the damn assembly line.
Cuba
it's amazing.
Is gorgeous. Anyone?
I know. We need to start taking all those cars back.
Well, we haven't had trade with the U.S. since the 50s, so all the cars are still from the 50s, and, we just had to make sure those things ran for this long. But we digress.
At least cars had a little style in the 50s.
Yeah.
Dude,
they don't seem to have that much anymore.
Big front, bulky front. All right,
so we forgot our introductions.
By the way, I'm Jules. With me, I have
Gomer,
Crimson Chris,
Dawn,
and Larry.
And
Mark's here too, running around.
Mark's here somewhere.
Mark's there.
Working,
doing his job. You're at his store while Larry is sitting down with us.
Thanks, Mark.
What should we talk about first? Comics?
Well,
we can talk about Villains Month, how it ended.
I want to address something.
Okay, Larry's going to address
something. Do it, Larry.
There's two things that have made me nerd rage here lately.
Uh-oh.
One of them was a post by George Takei, which was a quote of Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Wow.
Who said, they're going to censor the F word, but the let stuff like Breaking Bad go on. I learned how to cook meth from Breaking Bad, but they won't let me say the F word.
I saw that. I kind of agree with her. In the spirit of what she's saying, not specifically what she's saying.
The thing that pissed me off about this is if you listen to Vince Gilligan talk about on any of this, he has said on multiple occasions, if you follow the recipe in Breaking Bad, you are not going to get mad.
You're absolutely right.
But all you're going to get is a felony record and a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
that's it.
I don't agree with her on her specifics that she used, but I do agree with, in spirit, yes, censorship in America is very unbalanced. Very unbalanced.
But the fact, she literally thought that you could make meth. And it was
And maybe she was just making a point. I don't want to suggest that Miley Cyrus is stupid or anything. But I think in the spirit of what she was saying, there is a little bit of logic, and it is kind of valid. The censorship in America is really weird, dude. The new Riddick. Why did it get its R? Because of the violence or because of Katie Sackhoff's boobs? What do you think?
Because of Katie Sackhoff's boobs.
I would think
boobs can be PG-13.
They can.
Some movies.
Hers are premium boobs?
No.
Yes, they are.
Some boobs are. Those were only side boobs, in fact.
No, some boobs are only PG-13.
Yes.
No,
I'll agree with that.
What I was saying is I think it's the combination of boobs and violence.
Yes.
You can't have both.
But if we just
had
violence.
If you want PG-13, you have to just have one or the other. You can have boobs and no violence, and it's PG-13.
But if we just had the violence on Riddick, would it have made a PG-13, you think? Or probably still would have been R?
I think it had to be R. I think movies want an R rating, certain movies want a PG, and then the market that it's targeted at they wanted an R rating. Yeah. I don't think it actually needed an R rating, to be honest.
Riddick. I think if you have a PG-13 Riddick, people are like, oh, that's going to be a crappy Riddick. It's not
right,
they're
exactly.
not taking it seriously.
I think it needed it for the movie, not actually for the content.
Even for just for marketing, really.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Because it doesn't matter what the content is.
And then you get Nolan's Batman movies, which by my standards are pretty much R-rated. They should be R-rated because
of the
how
violence.
Violent they are. How
right.
much death
it's,
happens.
It's very.
But they're PG-13 because it's Batman.
Yeah.
They're very dark movies.
They're very dark, very
and
twisted.
I think it's because there's the gore factor as far as the violence goes. In Batman, yes, there's a lot of violence, but there's not much gore.
No, but there's a lot of psychological
there's
violence.
There's a lot of psychological violence.
And they're
there's
like
a lot
little
of.
Really scary villains. Psychological.
Yeah, in America, though, that people don't really. Pay attention to stuff like that. So the psychological
violence. They don't consciously think about it.
Exactly. Yeah. That stuff you think about after you've seen the movie a couple of times, you know, on average, which is sad.
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. But look at Joker, man. At the end of that second movie, he's hijacked two boats full of people and threatened, you know,
to get them
those
to kill
games
themselves.
Them.
That's really messed
terrible,
up.
And I don't see why that
did
not
after
get
the bank heist
would,
at the beginning,
he
drove off
kills
the
everybody
in the school bus and yeah, there's a lot of violence
that,
in there.
He gets everybody to kill off the other members of his
gang. Yeah, in the third one, Bane just out of nowhere, boom, the elected official, the main elected official, the mayor of Gotham, boom, blown up. And it's like they don't even mention it really. It's just
Bane,
an explosion
you know,
that happens.
There's all kinds of double standards.
Yeah.
You know,
but
like in television, Family Guy, Stewie can shoot somebody with a laser, but if he pulls a pistol, they won't let him
exactly.
In.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, and exactly. Now, if Talia al Ghul and Bruce Wayne would have broke it down a lot harder than they did in their lovemaking scene in that movie, then it would have gotten
an R.
But if there would have been, you know, some and shot to the head and a spray
of blood.
Yeah,
but you could show them hanging three bodies from a bridge. You could show them veins literally... kills somebody with his knee.
Yes.
Everyone forgets that?
No, the CIA.
The CIA
guy,
kills him.
Navy SEAL or whatever it was.
Yes. But it's still a PG-13 movie.
By the way, that guy's from a show that I used to watch called Rescue Me. It's cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Rescue Me had, what's his name? In it?
Dennis Leary.
Yeah. And, fire trucks.
Yeah.
Fire trucks.
Fire truck drama.
Was it Boston?
It was New York.
Oh, really?
New York, yeah.
Cool. Did not see that coming.
But yeah, censorship in America is really unbalanced.
It's really unbalanced.
Don, you went to Germany. Did you watch any TV?
A little bit. No.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more sexualized in their stuff than we are. Well, they get away with a lot more.
So. Okay.
So they're not stripping Weather Lady, which I would so watch the Weather.
You know, in Canada they have a show called Naked News.
Yes.
Where like at the start of the report
they're fully clothed
and just gets naked while reading the news.
Dude, it's great.
Well, there was a bus crash today, unbutton.
Yeah.
And and all this other stuff, you know. They keep a straight face. Yeah. They're reading the news.
Although, if you look at the statistics, I believe that Canadians are more knowledgeable of their current events than Americans are. So
I'm not saying
we need to get rid of Diane Sawyer before any of that happened. She was great 30 years ago, not anymore. I don't want to see her taking her clothes off.
I'm not saying that if you want it, people to pay attention to the news, sex sells. It does.
Yeah.
Middle school classes would have been taught by naked strippers, I would have paid a lot more attention.
You're PhD today, right?
Right, exactly. You know, perfect attendance.
Well, I think it's addressed going to comic books, and you can come to Comic City too and buy it. In the Nightly News by Jonathan Hickman, he addresses that.
It's a great book. 3 years old now.
Great book. Is his first book. But he addresses how much biased media turns people off and how many errors there are in the news just because they try to get the story off the fastest without the most intelligence.
It's sensationalized for ratings purposes.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all another bottom line profit margin.
Exactly. And it's all connections. It's all what stories get to be broadcasted.
And it's also the news. Our news system is very corrupt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've seen evidence of this firsthand. I've done intern with one particular news station I won't name, but just on a local level, there were stories that oh, well, we don't want to, this city, they donate a lot
politics
of money.
Politics involved.
We don't want to run this as this.
Right.
We want to spend this way. Okay, well, we want to, I mean, everything was spend one way or another.
Yeah. Right.
It's all with a personal inflection. And that's another thing that's been bugging me here lately.
Oh, this is your second of your two.
No, this
piece.
Isn't the
oh,
second.
Okay,
thing.
This is.
We'll come back.
This is part the government. Part 1A.
The government shut down. I don't want to get into the whole reasons, but every time you see, well, this is all the Republicans' fault. This is all the Democrats' fault.
Uh-huh.
Let's be honest.
It's
because both of them are stubborn and neither one of them are wanting to do
well,
the job.
We're in a representative republic. Congress it's our fault.
Yeah.
We have...
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. You didn't vote.
Yeah.
Then it's your fault for not voting.
Well, no, not really. Yeah. I mean...
And if you did vote... These are people you've selected.
I think that's the great thing about America is we don't have to have a violent revolution. We have a peaceful revolution every 2 and 4 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The problem is, going back to the Canadians being more knowledgeable about current events, Americans need to quit looking at Honey Boo Boo and
I honestly,
bullshit and start
would vote
actually
for
watching
a measure
TV.
That required an IQ test for voting.
No, you can't do that.
We're not going back to that. We're not going back to that.
Yeah. We're talking about...
Oh, you already covered this.
About Americans watching stuff that's like completely dumb.
Yeah.
You know, I like to watch shows. I don't watch reality at all. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watch shows that not a lot of people want to watch. Like I've been known to watch a little Teen Wolf.
I was just gonna say Teen Wolf. That was gonna be my go-to example.
But I didn't know that there's a show on MTV called Catfish or something.
Yeah,
have you seen the movie Catfish?
It's a great show. Actually,
is it a great show?
Here's the
premise of Catfish.
I
think it's fake as hell. But go ahead.
I don't like reality television. I don't care for it. I saw the movie in theaters.
I liked it.
It's about a guy who met a girl on the internet and they've been talking for years. And his brother and his best friend grab a camera and they film his trip to go meet this girl. Well, it turns out she's completely not what he thought she was at all. Yeah. Completely been lied to.
Fifteen Facebook accounts, acting like her own fake friends.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
super deep. And so they became friends or whatever. Yeah. And he pitched the idea to MTV to start a show where he helps people meet these people they've been talking to on the internet.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they're completely not what the profile pictures are.
Not all of them is fair.
Okay.
Maybe 7 out of 10.
There are some that
are just amazing stories that come out.
Oh, they're brilliant stories.
Yeah, they're really great love stories. And they're so
not
nervous.
You are post a picture of yourself at the worst possible angle.
No.
Yeah.
Now, okay, when you see a lot of people post their glamour shots, post that one shot from 20 years ago.
But it's any
kind of advertising. The cheeseburger, McDonald's cheeseburger, does not look like the cheeseburger you get out the window in the picture.
Advertise the best.
Yes.
So, of course, especially if they're trying to attract a mate, you don't go out there going, hey.
Get your hungover from,
How you doing, baby? Just wanted to let you know that I'm a clingy neurotic that collects comic books and magic cards.
Well, that doesn't work for you? That doesn't work for you?
Not to mention, check it out.
Yeah.
I'm overweight. I'm overweight in my cars. 13 years old. Yeah.
I live at my mom's house. I collect comics. I play video games, but I do work out. Like, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
But hey, I'm a nice guy with a great sense of humor.
It worked for me. I have a great girlfriend, and she knew up front because we were friends and we worked together.
You are like,
but
one
she
of,
got to know you though.
Yes,
you're like
so
one of the like
really
one
like,
out of a million. You don't even count.
Why don't I count?
What do you mean? Why don't you?
It's
count?
Not like she just dropped on Facebook and said, "Oh, there's who's this guy? Reads comic books."
Fair.
Yeah, it was different.
You were in the real world,
but these catfish people are meeting online. They're meeting online.
You're not living
in the real world.
If you can't meet it, if you're having to go to the internet, there's a reason.
For whatever reason,
you can't meet people in life. Either you're not social enough.
In real life.
You can't meet enough.
Or you're just awkward.
You're
go get the phone, Larry.
I will say this about that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
sir.
If I talk to somebody,
Christian needs people online.
I meet people online to preface it so everybody knows. But I don't I don't meet people and talk to them and have relationships with them online. I love to, like, meet people in real life,
yeah.
in person,
yeah.
and talk to them. I want people to see who I am and know what
I do.
And
of course.
I like to meet people, too, because, I mean, I don't want to get catfished, you know?
Right.
Like, nobody wants to be that person, so I do that. But, I mean, I go online just because it's... there's endless possibilities. You know
well, yeah, and that's the other thing, talking about internet dating nowadays, or internet interactions, it's just, it's easier to go on the internet, especially if you don't drink and you don't want to go to a bar and you want to deal with bar culture.
That would be me. Yeah. I don't drink,
I don't
Christian smoke, so
doesn't do any of
every
that.
Girl wants to go hang out at some bar, some pub that I've never been to because I have no desire to, and
right.
it's just like, oh, man.
And that's the other thing, it's so much... more accessible to meet somebody on the internet as opposed to going to a bar.
It feels like
going
there's
to
less pressure. Yeah.
There's a lot less pressure to sift through all these different
Well,
people.
To get to know somebody in real life, if you're doing the whole dating thing,
right.
you have to make a date, and then you talk on the phone for, what, an hour?
About an hour.
Before the date, then you go to the date, and then it's all small talk bullshit nonsense.
When you're on
the internet, you're... You're not only meeting them and talking with them, but they're interacting with you socially with other people. And it's more open, and you can really learn about somebody without meeting them.
And
you
put all this stuff immediately, especially on dating sites, what your interests are. And you meet people who have similar interests way easier. Then if I go to a bar right now, I'm like, hey, do you like comic books?
Exactly.
Most girls are like, no, I don't care about comic books at all. I'm like, well,
you should.
I went to the wrong bar.
Yeah.
I could go on the internet and say,
tell me the bar where that would work.
No, it doesn't. Oh my god, I've been waiting for you all night, comic book dude.
The comic book bar
the comic book
That's what
bar.
This could be, the comic book bar.
We
Comic City 2, comic book bar. We need a singles night.
Yeah.
Larry, get on that.
Yeah,
Larry,
get on that. Here's the problem.
Go ahead, Larry. Then
it's
get to
a
your
comic
then
book
get to your,
store.
Then
every
get to your
night's a singles night.
Apparently not for Jules.
Yeah.
Not for Jules.
Or Gomer. Gomer's married.
Gomer's married. He is married.
And Larry,
Larry's on fire.
He's a big guy.
His beard is on fire. The power's in the beard. The power's in the beard.
Go with your second beef.
Oh, yeah,
second all beef patty.
Now, as if you're a regular fan of our podcast, you've heard us mention a show
called...
All four called,
episodes now.
Yes, all four. A show called Weekly Rex.
Man, I love those guys on that Weekly
and,
Rex show.
Those guys. There's that one that Hispanic guy. I just don't care for him.
I love that show.
I don't know. I didn't know there was a Hispanic guy. There's always just a blurry white spot.
It's the one guy who isn't the black guy.
Yeah.
Or the other black guy.
The one guy that's overexposed.
Overexposed. Because the other two guys are so dark... He has
well,
no
actually, that's one first thing I say. Y'all have really stepped up your game on lighting, and I like the addition of the backdrop. I just wish it was bigger.
Me too.
Yeah, we do it wish
it does seem
was
like
bigger.
You guys are crammed in there a bit.
We need a bigger backdrop.
Y'all need a bigger backdrop, and y'all need to step some space away from it. Y'all need that backdrop to be 4 feet behind you to prevent those harsh shadows.
Okay.
But...
I'm not here
to give a lesson on technical
lighting. But we appreciate it.
You had a guy on there. New guy.
Nice. Because Jules is ill.
Y'all were talking about movies. They didn't say you were ill. They said you were playing FIFA.
Wow. Thanks, guys. I'm so glad.
Well,
I mean, I play FIFA when I'm ill.
We didn't want to say what was really happening. Yeah.
Yeah. But FIFA was
playing
really
online.
Happening.
What?
Are you playing online?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I still don't play
he
online.
He said that...
It's hardcore FIFA. Sorry, Larry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Larry.
So he was like, Pacific Rim, it's original, it's amazing. You've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, it's made more money than any original movie this year.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and they're talking about how he mentioned there'd never been anything like it before, and I couldn't help.
But like,
Pacific Rim,
Mechagodzilla?
Like, what about every movie to come out of Japan since 1954? Oh my.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, there are 1,000 kaiju movies. There's 1,000 giant robot movies.
Have you seen
And not
it?
To mention, if you want to go story wise, there's every freaking Rocky has the same plot, so does that movie.
Have you seen Pacific Rim?
Yes, I actually liked Pacific Rim.
Did you like it or did you love it?
I liked it. It was great movies. They skimped on the special effects. Mm. It made everything rain, so they didn't have to do high resolution.
I hate that when it rains.
Yeah.
Ever since the Matrix,
and that's a trick to make things look better than what they can actually pull off is to make stuff rain.
Absolutely right.
Well, so in every scene where the monsters and the robots are fighting, it's raining.
Yeah.
You know, they can get away with that once, but they did it too much. Now, I enjoyed the movie. It's a robot fighting a monster. What else do you need to know?
That's awesome.
Right? Watch some stuff fight. Have fun. Eat some popcorn. Whatever. So I enjoyed it.
But you were just saying it wasn't novel.
It's not like, no. This wasn't Citizen Kane. I don't think anyone was expecting Citizen Kane. You know, this wasn't a new idea.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. In 10 years from now, nobody's going to remember it except people debating to do remakes.
Fair.
Or to do the fifth sequel. Which will probably be the fifth sequel. It'll just be, I don't know.
They're doing it on another planet now, in space.
The American robot and his retired robot trainer, fighting a Russian monster this time. I don't know what they can story-wise do to the second one, because they're already working on it.
I haven't seen it yet, man. It's on DVD.
It's going to be... Right now, they leaked a little bit of information. It's like, you know where they synced up with spoilers, people who haven't seen it. They synced up with the one kaiju or whatever, the brain, and they saw that world where they were just saying, like, this is a one little world.
Now they're just going to go over there and fight them there?
Something like that, but that's just one place. Like, that's just one place for kaiju. It's not all of them, you know what I mean? They come out... When they came out on our side, they came to one part of the world, you know, and they just happened to be some shit we'd never experienced, so we weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
And we just went over to one part for them and blew that up. So there's way more kaiju monsters.
So what they said is, we can make infinite sequels. That's what they said. Well, we can make infinite sequels.
There's also all that talk.
Keep buying our tickets.
Of course. Del Toro would love to do,
and they've already said, he would love to do a crossover with Godzilla.
In
Pacific Rim.
Oh, wow.
He would love that.
He would love to do that. And they're down for it.
Well, okay, here's the thing. The kaiju are Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, legit... Godzilla.
But you don't want to be that douchebag.
The only thing
versus Pacific Rim, what do they call Jaegers? You know, you don't want to be that guy.
I mean,
you can put Godzilla in it, and you don't even have to tell anybody that Godzilla's in it.
Showing
in the trailer, hey, that looks like Godzilla. Hey, guess what?
I want to see us get overrun and have Voltron come down and save the day. Show me that movie.
No, Voltron. I don't want the lions. I don't want the lions.
What do you mean you don't want the lions? Don't you say anything about Vehicle Voltron. I will punch you.
I love Vehicle Voltron.
Nerd rage.
Let me tell you why I liked Vehicle Voltron.
There's like 10 of them.
Vehicle Voltron seemed like Star Trek. It seemed like Star Trek.
It was like Mask.
They were searching the galaxy for things.
I know.
And then they would find things and hang out and do things.
The Vehicle Voltron was the lamest.
Compared to Lions.
So convoluted looking.
No, I loved it.
It took like 10 minutes to form.
Oh, dude, I know. They had the cars, and the cars had, we got a flat tire on car 4. You know, and they had to fix the flat tire. All the maintenance involved. Yeah, it's a lot more than Lions.
Yeah, it was a lot more
than Lions. I loved
it. If we were to get another...
Little spinner
thing. I'm
going
to go off on a slight tangent again from the tangent they're already on. But if they were to make another, like, giant mech movie that was based off of something that we've all seen before, just give me Gundam. That's what I want.
Dude, I was going to say Gundam or Battletech or something like that.
Robotech,
something like that.
Any of the Markov saga would be incredible. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Because
Big O movie,
it's got a lot of political stuff in Markov,
I was
going to
say, the thing about Markov and Gundam is there's so much politics regardless of the mechs. The mechs happen to be there, and it's awesome.
Yep.
But there is so much politics in every...
What makes a good movie. That's why George Romero is the king of zombie movies. His zombie movies aren't about zombies.
No.
Yeah.
Zombies just happen to be there.
Yeah, I think that's the appeal of Walking Dead, too.
But that's
It's actually
about the people.
And perfect example... His first movie, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the 1968 original
Night of the Living Dead, that's not a spoiler alert.
if you haven't seen it,
go watch it. It's public domain. You can download it for free.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
So it's all about in the 60s. Okay, so the black guy's the hero.
Yeah.
Huge thing back then.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the redneck cops come along and kill him anyway.
Yep.
you know,
And that has nothing to do with the zombies.
I was so pissed.
That has nothing to do with the zombies.
That was all getting you to love this character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to get everybody to think, oh, he's a hero. He's going to make it.
Yeah.
Nope. This is reality.
I was so pissed.
This is what would happen.
That movie made me mad. And another movie that people don't think about that also pissed me off was King Kong. This was the same thing.
The new King Kong.
Not King Kong in general. Because King Kong's this giant dude. This giant gorilla, so
from Africa.
From Africa, giant black dude, pretty much, hanging out with this with this blonde chick, and then they
kill him. Hold on, everyone stop and think about King Kong.
You're right.
Was in the jungle in Africa.
Yep.
Taken, put it on a boat, and
chained
on the boat, exactly, to America.
And I mean, packed in a little
tiny boat for him.
You're right.
Packed, sent to America, chained, and put on display in front of white people.
You're right.
Tell me that's not a
reference.
And
he loved the white chick.
It seems like
they killed it for
it. It's very allegorical.
Have y'all seen Chasing Amy?
Yes.
There's a rant that guy does about Star Wars.
Yes.
Check it out if you haven't seen it.
What's a
newbie?
And what do we all want to be on the inside but a pasty little white man?
But isn't that true?
No.
Black rage! It just goes crazy. It's hilarious.
And Archie's gay. That's one of the biggest topics in that movie is Archie's gay. That's why you can't.
You were talking about movies. World of Warcraft movie. I heard that it's rumors of that have become circulating again.
Because Warner Brothers currently, or DC, has the rights to World of Warcraft.
I heard a 2015 release. I heard a release
year. They are reaching for straws because Disney and Marvel are just churning them out. Just every year.
I honestly think after Phase 2 is done...
Phase 3 is already set up.
I know Phase 3 is set up, but that's
the
problem.
No, I don't think so.
I think that after this happens, you know, our next summer full of blockbusters, and after that when they're done and we get Avengers 2, they're gonna start to get lame. I don't want that to happen.
We're talking about Panthers in Phase 3.
I'm not saying it for us. Yet. Nothing of that is set in stone yet. Like, we don't know anything of Phase 2.
For sure,
Ant-Man,
3.
Guardians, Avengers 2, another Thor, another Cap. But they're talking about other things that might be involved in Phase 2 that still haven't been,
what's gonna happen,
you know, fleshed out.
Ant-Man's going to bomb.
No, Hold on.
Let me get my predictions out. Avenger 2 is going to do okay, but it's going to be considered disappointing compared to the first one.
Oh, $1 billion? All right. Disappointing to $1 billion.
Now, here's the thing. Okay. Ant-Man's going to bomb because the name doesn't have enough mass appeal.
Define bomb.
Okay, but hold on.
Define bomb. Number one, weekend?
It's going to be...
Number one, the first weekend, and then...
No.
You don't even think it'll be number one.
I don't think it'll hit number one.
Here's what I think I'm going to give it. I'm going to call you crazy because Ant-Man, no offense to Scott Pilgrim, is at least more well-known than Scott Pilgrim is. Edgar Wright, being a famous director, pulled a lot of good actors and actresses and made it unpopular movie.
I think it's actually going to do better the second weekend than the first weekend.
I think Ant-Man will be popular. I think Edgar Wright has enough pull.
I don't think he'll get a good cast.
Yeah,
I don't think it's enough.
Seriously underestimating the mass appeal of movies like Honey, I
Shrunk
the Kids.
Of Marvel,
yes,
and
of Marvel
ants. And just Marvel in general. Yeah.
Marvel has a machine now that cannot stop. I mean, the way it's rolling.
And
broke records again last night.
You're also, look, every time they've tried to do a side character, it's failed.
Like who?
Elektra.
Daredevil.
That doesn't
Elektra.
Count. That doesn't count.
Green Lantern failed the first time. How many times did Hulk fail?
None of those. You're absolutely right. None of those movies had the structure that is now in place that Marvel has built and for the foundation of their movies. I think they could do a She-Hulk movie and it would carry just because the machine that is Marvel is rolling so fast.
Unless they introduce Ant-Man in Avengers 2, I don't think he has enough.
Ant-Man's coming out before Avengers 2, isn't it? Or is it part of Phase 3?
It's Phase 3.
Ant-Man
but here's the thing. I think
Guardians is Phase 2.
Guardians is Phase 2. It's Ant-Man's Phase 2.
Yeah. But so I think they're going to mention Ant-Man in the upcoming Thor movie or Captain America at the end of those. They are going to hit at those.
Yeah.
Well, here's
and it's
going
to build its own buzz just like the Iron Man movie did originally. Little snippets, a week at a time.
20 people out in the street who Ant-Man is or who Guardians of the Galaxy is.
Yeah. Ask them who Iron Man was. Ask them who Hawkeye was. Black Widow. Nobody knew these people before Captain America, Iron Man, and the Avengers.
Okay, Iron Man they knew. Batman they knew.
Well, we can't talk about
X. Well, I'm sorry. X-Men they knew. You know, Avengers they knew.
Yeah, but I don't know if they did know Avengers. They knew
Avengers. They knew the name Avengers.
But they didn't give us the original Avengers.
You're right.
Yes, but they knew. People don't know who the original Avengers are unless they're one of us.
You're right.
Okay. All right? The average movie-going audience will not read anything.
And I've thought about that concept right there, how we are like the average comic book fan. I think the average comic book fan and the average moviegoer know about the same thing about... All you need to know about the characters to watch the movie.
Yeah, they're going to wick it. They're going to wick it. They're going
to
like,
I think it's
kind of
arrogant for us to think that, oh, we are the superhero guys.
And they're like,
no,
he was Bane.
I'm just saying we're exposed to more.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Like Black Panther. We know who Black Panther is. I guarantee you that if you ask 100 people, average Joes on the street, you'll get 2 who know who Black Panther is. But
I bet you the movie does.
But I guarantee you the movie does. Well,
now,
they're going to
as
allude
long as
to
they introduce
the
him in one of the main
Ant-Man.
Core movies,
Ant-Man.
They
sure
introduce
they
Ant-Man in Avengers, I say he'll do fine.
Yeah.
But if they don't,
yeah.
If they just try and launch him into his own movie, it's going to fail.
And I'm telling you, this is where I think, I hate to say he'll pull out the trump card, is Nick Frost and Simon Pegg are going to be in the movie as some major character.
That's
that alone
idea.
Will pull in so many people. Edgar Wright, Nick Frost, and Simon Pegg have such a following working together that alone will put a fan base.
But does a cult following... make
think,
a movie, quote-unquote, successful?
I think Marvel already has a built-in
ask him
following.
About the last two movies that he... World's End and Hot Fuzz did literally so well based on how well Shaun of the Dead did.
Exactly.
That
I think,
fan base alone
I think you
put those
could
two
do
movies...
absolutely zero marketing for Ant-Man, have him not show up in any other Marvel movies, slap the Marvel label on a promo a week before it comes out, and it would still be number one in the theaters 2 weeks.
I agree.
Too much internet buzz, too much love for the whole entire Marvel franchise as it stands, Avengers franchise. I mean, I'm respectfully disagreeing with you, but I understand your point.
Yes. But how
it
many
is
of these movies
for
until they start, we hit another Daredevil. We hit another bad
I don't think
movie,
they've had another.
Electric.
I don't think they've had the first. I think Iron Man was a sweeping success. I think everything they've had up to this point has been a sweep from Iron Man 1. That's where I'm starting that the whole Marvel Phase 1 begins. Iron Man 1 up until Avengers 2 or Avengers 1, there has been zero mistakes made. As far as fans go to loving the Marvel movies. But I do agree with you. I think it is a risk because you're right. Ant-Man is not an Iron Man. He's not a Captain America. He's definitely not a Hulk, even though they haven't had a Hulk movie. I think Mark Ruffalo could carry a Hulk movie.
I think so, too.
Right. I thought he did well
honestly,
with it.
I honestly didn't think that before the Avengers came out, I was like, I know Mark Ruffalo. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
But is he Bruce Banner? Is he the Hulk? And then the movie comes out, and you see the Hulk... twice, right?
Yeah.
And it's really good when you see him. And everybody likes Mark Ruffalo. And I don't want to be the guy that's on like the whole Edward Norton bandwagon. Mm. But Edward Norton was a better Bruce Banner to me.
I agree.
He fit the part more. He looked the part.
But you can't afford
Ed Norton.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't afford
Ed
Norton.
Exactly. And I think Mark Ruffalo did a great job. I really
did.
Here's the other
thing. Too. And I loved his cameo at the end of Iron Man 3. That made the movie for me.
It was better than the movie, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
I liked it.
And here's my whole thing, though. The reason you might think that we got way more Ed Norton as the Hulk than we did Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk. Mark Ruffalo is in not as much of the movie as Ed Norton is in that entire film.
I liked Mark Ruffalo's Banner because he seemed like the scientist Banner.
Yeah.
And the other ones, he seemed like he was kind of looking, but he was on the run.
Yeah.
When Ed Norton Hulk, he was on the run.
Yes.
And it took away... from him being the scientist.
Mark Ruffalo
it
is
felt
the
more
scientist
like the Bill Bixby Hulk from the show back in the day, him on the run and running around, which there's a place for that, just not in my palette.
No.
You know, I like my Hulk
to
be owned by SHIELD,
man. So,
and how
long do character changes or changes of actors? Is the audience going to follow?
Of course.
Oh, like, I think the audience they're so
is there
fickle.
Gonna, I mean, if there is another Iron Man movie...
There won't be.
I mean,
but
yeah. Anybody else playing Iron Man?
This is what I'll say about that.
No.
If you saw Iron Man 3, you understand that they could probably get away with doing another Iron Man movie because you can just have the suit the whole freaking movie.
Like, not have, and not have, in
yeah,
it at
exactly.
all.
And here's the other thing, though. I think they will because they followed Batman through I don't know how many actors. And I think
yes.
they will continue.
Oh, no, no. They rebooted Batman through
exactly.
how many actors?
You can't,
wait, no, no.
But you can't reboot Iron Man until Phase 3
the
is
first,
done.
Was it four?
Right?
First four Batmans have three different people playing
yes.
Batman. And they're all technically one Batman universe.
But
those aren't reboots until Nolan.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And they followed Val Kilmer.
I stand corrected.
Batman and Batman Returns is one thing.
Yeah.
Batman Forever and Batman and Robin are a whole other thing.
But
those are different.
I think they're suggesting, though,
that
stuff happened. They mentioned
the
characters
yes.
and things.
They mentioned...
It's the same Gordon.
It's the same Gordon.
It's the same Alfred in all four.
Same Gordon and Alfred in all four. But the universe, like, they... In the first movie, yeah, you have that movie. You have that. It's excellent. Then you have the second movie, Batman Returns. And that's the same universe as the other one. They even mentioned people
yes.
from the first movie.
Yeah.
He mentions Vicky Vale
yes.
and all
yes.
that. And then when you get to the third one with Val Kilmer, it's just like a whole nother
but it,
thing.
But they mention a lot of things.
Like what? Aside from Alfred and Gordon. That's it.
That all immediately makes it consistently the same universe, even if you have a different actor playing Batman.
It's not even the actor. The entire world is different.
He's
the
right.
I think
that
has to do with the directorial.
But that's a directorial thing.
But that's like, but then again, that's also apples and oranges because that's before we even had any of the stuff that we have now. Like,
I think it's a moot argument in this context.
Because Iron Man cannot be rebooted until after Phase 3.
Right.
And that's 15 years?
Yeah.
5 years, 10 years at least? So
until Marvel
I think
tired.
They could do it, but I think as long as Phase 3 is still unfinished, you can't replace Robert Downey Jr.
No. And no, he's already signed on to do a third film.
Yes.
He's already signed
yeah.
on to do a third film.
You know, he may only made like $500,000 for the first Iron Man
yeah.
and like $10 million for Iron
yeah.
Man 2.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he'll do a Phase 3. He's already been like, yeah.
yeah. And I had forgotten, I looked into it during Iron Man 1, he was like a drug addict,
yeah.
an alcoholic, and
yeah.
everyone hated him, you know?
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.'s career was just about in the toilet all over again.
Because of Iron
and
Man.
And it relaunched, and it saved
that's
him.
Great.
That's why he made such a good Iron Man.
He tried
yes,
hard. Because
he is.
He tried hard. Yeah.
Alcohol abuse.
Exactly.
He was Tony
yeah.
Stark.
So what do we think about a World of Warcraft movie?
I think they're reaching for straws.
I think they are reaching. There are so many inherent little stories, little aspects that happen in the game of World of Warcraft. I'm not even sure where you pull from to get material.
I just think they're just so afraid to just do a Wonder Woman movie.
You can't do MMO movies, man. That's like trying to do a Diablo movie.
I think World of Warcraft could be good.
It has
the thing about it is they have to have
so
Blizzard artists behind it.
Because
that's what makes World of Warcraft a world. It looks beautiful.
Yes.
It's an amazing
if they're gonna do a movie,
living.
They need to do it as animation.
Yes, and I'd be cool with that if it wasn't for the crappy Final Fantasy movie they did.
Agreed.
I actually like the Fantasy.
Wait, which one?
Spirits Within?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the thing.
Get out.
So loud.
Every
I like hearing
Final
guys. Remember,
Fantasy movie
yes.
and every Final Fantasy game
yes.
has nothing to do with
each
other.
You're
so
right. You're absolutely right.
I was more upset, even though I like to Advent Children.
Yes.
I was upset that they made a sequel to the Final Fantasy because that
yeah.
in itself
goes
against
the Final Fantasy grain. Yes.
And not only that, let's be honest, if you didn't see the words Final Fantasy,
you
just
yes.
saw Spirits Within, it's a great film.
Yes.
It's a
it really
great
because
film.
Because it said Final
Fantasy,
I had
everyone
my
hates it.
Everyone
hates
really
it.
High.
And really,
it's a great
it
film.
Was disappointing. There wasn't a chocobo.
Yeah.
No.
There wasn't anything to reference.
There wasn't a 20-minute spell scene.
No.
Final Fantasy VII, sit down for 20 minutes and let your spells do their work. Ah! I loved it.
But,
I loved it. Fighting a guy for 3 days,
oh,
I loved it.
That wall.
Dude.
Demon wall.
Dude.
The demon wall. The demon wall takes
don't
so
touch
long.
The PlayStation. I have it paused for a reason. Yeah, dude, I loved that back in the day.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
But okay, the first thing you need is somebody's roommate to trip over a cord
oh,
after you've been in a boss fight for four
yeah,
hours.
That happened. That was my first stint in jail.
That actually, that's how I put down Chrono Trigger and never was
yeah.
able to play it again.
end.
Yeah. I think I was 4 hours into the final boss fight.
Great game. I'll tell you what, man. Ocarina of Time. All you had to do was get in the water temple and do the first key wrong, and then your friend turns the game off.
Yes.
Then the you worst. Weren't friends anymore.
Yes.
That was friendship's actually, over. I think the worst incident I had was Majora's Mask. I had all the masks.
Yeah.
I was about
Ow. That's impossible.
That's hard.
It took days. It took days and a guy.
And a guy. Definitely a guy.
Majora's Mask, my problem with that game...
It's so hard.
It's part of what's wrong with video games, right?
Go ahead.
Because it was the first game that was written where you're supposed to have the guide.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are not intended to be able to beat that game without some sort of player's guide, walkthrough...
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, so that to me is inherently wrong.
It was still
I never used a player's guide.
I did.
Ever before that.
I didn't.
I used to call it Nintendo Power Hotline. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, if you didn't figure out something right in the first 12 minutes.
Nintendo Power Hotline operator.
After you've been playing it for 72 minutes, the game ended on you. You're dead. Because you didn't figure out something you were supposed to do within the first 12 minutes. I just got the game. Hey, I wanted to spend like 12 hours.
You gotta dance.
You gotta dance with the scarecrow.
Yep.
You gotta dance with that scarecrow. But I'm at the final boss. I'm on the moon. I'm fighting Majora.
Yeah.
And my dad was testing the breakers. Oh. I hadn't saved. Turns off everything. Oh. And I threw my Nintendo controller at my gaming TV. Remember gaming TV, guys?
Yes.
The one that attached to your system?
Yes.
And I broke it!
Oh,
and I was furious! I broke my controller
and that's why he's in therapy today.
Yes.
That's why I'm in therapy today, folks.
I can say, guys, if you want to play a game that ends your friendships forever, play Mario Party 1.
Yeah.
Because Mario Party 1 is the game. You would have all the freaking stars, and the person who's losing the worst always gets that lucky jump, and it's like you can steal his stars. You can steal them all.
Yep.
You can win the
Cosmic
game.
Encounters. That is a board game that will end some friendships.
That will end
some. Any board game that encourages you to lie to people and fuck them over.
I love it.
Pardon my French.
Any game that takes longer than 2 hours, Risk or Monopoly, you will just not be friends at the end of the game.
I've never had a game of Risk end without somebody saying, fuck this, and flipping the board over. Thousands of pieces going everywhere. Never.
So many pieces.
Yeah.
Risk has so many pieces.
Yeah, it's better to get pantyhose in a vacuum.
You did not just take Australia. Why would you take Australia?
That's where you go, man.
You gotta take Australia.
You take Australia.
And Australia.
Amateur hour taken Australia.
No.
Amateur hour.
No.
But if you can get Australia,
you can't lose.
I can win from any continent.
Oh, I can too.
Any continent.
But it's easier to
take Australia
immediately. What's that
game? And take half of Asia.
That virus game where you can never get Madagascar.
Oh.
Something. Epidemic?
Epidemic.
You can never get Madagascar?
I really like...
Just so that everybody's listening knows.
Larry's been eating
like Rice Krispie treats, and I'm freaking starving.
Dude, I know.
Breakfast of champions.
3 minutes, guys.
We never talked about comics. Yeah, we never talked about comics. You want to talk about comics?
We're geeks, and we could talk about things.
We can talk about anything.
But let's talk about comics.
Let's talk about the Constantine show.
Yeah,
I want David Tennant to be Constantine.
I want David Tennant.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
We're all agreeing on that. All
right.
You know, saying all that Christopher Eccleston would be. I mean,
but he won't do it.
Hold on.
I love Christopher Eccleston.
I do.
Yeah.
But I'd much rather have David Tennant.
I think David Tennant will actually do it. I think it's actually a possibility.
But could you imagine Christopher Eccleston? His Doctor Who was Constantine, pretty much.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk comics. Go ahead. Bring up one.
Forever Evil 2 is out today.
I've reread that comic more than I've reread any
Quentin
single
Quire
comic.
Quentin Quire is the Phoenix in this week's Battle of the Atom. I'm excited.
It's a future Quentin Quire, I
know,
believe.
But it's awesome that they even let that happen.
I'm anxious to see if they do something with future Quentin Quire and present-day Quentin Quire to make present-day Quentin Quire maybe change his attitude.
Right.
Because his whole Hellfire Club in Wolverine and the X-Men, he did. He was kind of a hero in that, and I like that part.
Wait, isn't he the little kid?
He is a douchebag. He was walking around the Wolverine school wearing a shirt that says Cyclops was right.
Yeah. But
loved it.
That's really good. Oh, Infinity was incredible.
Infinity was incredible. There's so much going on.
An incursion happening
while the builders are being surrendered to by Cap.
And Doctor Strange.
And Adelan
is falling to Earth. Destroyed
blown up,
it.
the Inhuman Homeland and half of New York with it.
Telling Thanos.
There's a government shutdown for you. Humanity.
Thanks to, you know, Black Bolt literally telling him no.
Yeah.
And we still don't know who Thanos' son is.
But apparently Doc Strange does. I think it's a Thane. I think if you look at the panels from Infinity 3, there was a healing character. Yeah. A healing in the inhuman world or city that was lost for a long time.
Yeah.
I think that's going to end up being Thane. And that was actually spoiled in a Marvel Flash video game called Marvel Avengers Assemble or something.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So Thane
media spoiling everything.
That sucks.
Thane.
You know who it should be?
Every time I hear the name Thane, I think of Mass Effect 2.
Every time I hear Thane, I think of Star Wars. Wasn't there a Sith named Thane?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I think of Mass Effect 2. Not only was that my favorite game ever, but Thane was freaking awesome.
But wait, hold on. When we saw the setting where he was,
yes.
I'm thinking about somebody's power back in the day, Moonstar would have been awesome to be actually Thanos' daughter.
Yes. I think I'd like them doing new characters.
And yeah, that would have been
especially building for their whole inhumanity.
You know, it still could go the other way, knowing him. And he could,
what do you mean?
I mean, it could not be Thane at all.
Oh, yeah, it could not be
Thane. It could just be a brand new character.
Yeah, it could be totally brand new. What other comic stuff? Christian, you read all the villains books?
I read a lot of villains books. My absolute favorite, and it's really hard to say this because my second favorite should be my favorite. My favorite was definitely the Riddler book.
Yep, love the Riddler book.
The Riddler book was so good.
I bought it.
It was so good.
It's the only villain book I bought.
Yeah, I don't have it in 3D, and I'm sad. I want to find that one in 3D. I'll pay $10
Riddler.
For the Riddler book.
Was the best.
I want it. I gotta have that one 3D.
So what was the second one?
My second favorite was Man Bat.
You're the only Man Bat fan I know. You're
really?
A diehard Man
Bat. I love Man Bat. Like I will. You have to read. I'll bring it for you.
Cool.
I'll read it. It's so good.
Larry, final thoughts.
Did you read the Lex Luthor one?
I had Kyle read it. He said it was pretty good, but it wasn't as cool.
Because Lex,
I read it too.
Yeah. It's Lex is going to be the big.
He's like a big hero in it, but he's a hero because he's Lex. So he's like. He knows that he's going to be there. He's paid to do it.
Forever Evil number one was
great.
It was my
the whole thing with Nightwing was so good.
Oh, dude, it was great.
And you find out more about that, by the way, it's a villain's book tie-in. It's for what's the Alfred guy? What's his name?
Oh,
I know, but I'm going to let Larry get a final thought. We'll come back to this next week. Because we're running out of time.
Oh, okay.
Final thoughts.
Larry's a Mac, by the way.
He is a Mac.
Look at him.
Mac
and Pen. Mac
Yes, final thoughts. Single women, please come here and see me.
Yes. Singles night. You really need to get that.
Singles night.
Ask for singles nights to be the Superman.
Yep. Good movie, not original. Who's the Atom? I don't know. I've never actually read any of those books.
What are you talking about?
The Atom.
Ant-Man. But yeah,
the Atom's even more obscure nowadays.
Yeah. Ant-Man.
Atomica is my favorite new miniature.
Atom has been around since.
I know, way before.
And hey, we have to be, you know, he's Captain Atom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, so
he didn't work his way through little midget man, you know, military in order to, you know, just be called Mr. Atom.
I'm going to ruin your world. He's Captain Atom. You know Captain Atom and the Atom are two different people, right?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Roy Palmer.
Isn't Captain Atom?
No, Captain
He's
Atom.
Not a Captain?
No,
Captain,
Captain Atom is like pretty much Dr. Manhattan.
And, oh, really?
Roy Palmer shrinks.
Yeah, he's the guy that has a giant atomic symbol on
Ray
his chest.
Palmer.
He's like white.
He shrinks down, though, too.
Silver.
Don't he?
No.
Oh, he's just made of energy. Now,
New Mind the Gap came out this week as
he
far
should
as
be
one,
a captain.
One of the good indie comics that I like to
Which
read.
Book?
Mind the Gap.
Cool.
Yeah, if you're into the thriller mystery type stuff, it came out. Definitely check that out.
Cool.
Okay. And that's it, guys.
That's all of our final thoughts?
That's all of our final thoughts.
Oh, I could go on and on with my thoughts.
And you will next week. See you guys.
All right,
bye, guys.
Hey, okay, before you shut off, I'd like to say hi to the people that have been giving us feedback. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, more feedback.
We love that.
I believe, what is it? How do we end this? Good night, Elaine.
Good night, Elaine.
I can't believe that just happened.
Larry Thoughts
on
Love
Man,
you. That's awesome.
I love you, Elaine.
Oh, Larry, you watched the end.